This is the Agricultural Law and Tax Report. I'm Roger McOwen. It's that time of year when tornadoes and rough weather can strike large parts of the Midwest and the Great Plains and damage or destroy farm buildings and structures. What are the tax rules associated with demolishing damaged structures or cleaning up the resulting mess? I'll be back in a moment to discuss.
Buyers and sellers of heavy equipment across the country are turning to Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're upgrading or downsizing, it's the place to turn to buy or sell farm, construction, and fleet equipment. Browse upcoming auctions at purplewave.com. Personal injury from a truck accident can be life-changing. Finding the right representation is a critical first step. Many lawyers take that first step and send their clients to David Rabine, RBR3.com. RBR3.com, your first step.
Spring storms can result in damaged or destroyed farm buildings and structures. The tax code has rules to follow when cleaning up the property in the aftermath of a storm. If you have to demolish a structure, the general rule is that you have to capitalize the demolition costs by adding them to the land's basis. The same rule applies for the costs of removing damaged trees, stumps, and brush to make your land farmable again. But IRS says the capitalization rule doesn't apply when a structure is demolished after being damaged or destroyed by a casualty. So you can claim a casualty loss, and if the structure is later demolished, the basis of the structure is reduced by the allowable casualty loss. If you use a damaged structure in your farming business for a period of time before demolishing it, you can claim depreciation for that time. When it's demolished, the remaining undepreciated basis would be added to the land's basis along with the demolition costs. If you abandon the buildings and structures, any remaining basis is an ordinary loss reported on Form 4797. This has been the Agricultural Law and Tax Report. I'm Roger McOwen.